For the education section on the reassessment, you will notice again some new additions. So on the left, on the child adolescent reassessment, you will notice up on top a question that was also part of the full assessment, which asks whether or not the client is currently attending school. Boxed in red, you will also notice additional questions have been added to the reassessment, which are very similar to that of the full assessment. So here you have school and grade level information. Also, whether or not the client has been held back in the past 12 months or expelled or suspended in the past 12 months. In addition, you want to evaluate if the client has had any special education or special classes, or if the client has had an IEP in the past 12 months, and if so, include dates that apply. At time of reassessment, again, we are reevaluating the need for the client to be connected to educational resources and supports as well. Under the narrative section, as always, we want to include additional relevant information. If you notice up on top, we did check off updates for this particular case, which means in the narrative section, we want to make sure there's information that reflects what these updates are. So here it states that the client and mother report an improvement in grades in the last year. Client's focus and ability to manage her tasks has improved in the last year, and she continues to make progress with her symptoms, which in turn has helped with academic progress. So this is a situation in which a client came in at time of full assessment and had an impairment in the area of education due to her inability to focus and complete educational tasks. After reevaluating her progress, it seems she's doing much better in this area. On the right, for the adult reassessment, we want to reassess for the need of any educational resources as well that the client may desire. So this question has now been added onto the adult reassessment as well. According to the information on the reassessment, there have been some updates. So as you can see, the updates checkbox is selected. And again, we want to include a narrative to support what these updates are. So here it states that the client reports he had to drop out of school to become a mechanic. He has been struggling with managing depressive symptoms, which has triggered isolation and feelings of anxiety. He has missed several days of school and had to drop out. So unfortunately, this is one of those situations where a client, after a year of treatment, is now reporting an impairment in the area of education. So unfortunately, his inability to manage his depressive symptoms has impacted his ability to continue his schooling. One thing to consider that I wanted to add here, as you can see, when asked whether or not the client wants to be connected to educational resources, we selected no. We really have to determine or evaluate where the client is at time of treatment to determine whether or not connecting to educational resources is a good plan. And based on the client's inability to manage his depressive symptoms, this may be something to maybe explore later on in treatment with the client.